Listen then for the story of Scripture. Jesus was descending from the Mount of Olives to the temple, and there he began to teach to those who had gathered round.
So, touched by grace, we live differently. I am. What are you doing with this woman?
Jesus, we have a little problem here.
This woman was caught committing adultery. The law of Moses says we should stone her. What do you say?
Where is the man?
He denied it, so we let him go.
But you're going to stone her anyway.
It's the law. It's what we've always done.
Should we disobey the law?
You're right. It's the law. Stone her. Go ahead. But only if you yourself have never committed a sin. Who'd like to be first? You? No? Nothing to confess? You? No? Nothing to say? You? No. Now, the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law. Everyone sins and falls short of the glory of God, but everyone can be saved by the grace of God. God is love, God is compassion, God is mercy, and He wants all of us to be loving and merciful and compassionate toward each other. What do I say? I say, judge not that thou be not judged. Where are your accusers, woman?
Vanished into the daylight. You have saved my life.
Oh, God's grace has saved your life.
Do you condemn me, Lord?
No.
How can I thank you?
Go and don't sin anymore. Because touched by grace, we live differently.
And what was that you drew in the sand?
This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Are there any witnesses? And in fact, Jesus says, the teacher will also go ahead and do what the law requires. And of course, we judge the Pharisees because, well, they're the hypocrites in the story, right? They're the ones that should know better. But that's the dilemma they're in. They do know better. They know the law of Moses is to stone this woman if she's caught in adultery. And they're looking to Jesus. The text says maybe to trap him. I think they're looking to Jesus for a way out of this. I don't think these Pharisees, these men of faith, these people of God, had any compunction to want to stone this woman. She was presented to them, and the law says that's the punishment for adultery. Now, we in our 21st century thinking can go on about why the woman and not the man. Doesn't do us any good, because it's not the point of the story. We judge the woman. We judge the Pharisees. We perhaps even judge the crowd. You know how it is sometimes to get caught up in a crowd. They're yelling things at someone and you feel like you can yell it too. And your reasoning is, well, it's true, or they deserve it, or they're not good people, right? You're justified in throwing the stone or the word. Well, here we are with the stones in our hand, caught in the same dilemma that the Pharisees and the crowd that gathered are caught in. We may have good reason to throw our stones. These people that we're angry with, or that we've been hurt by, or that we have judged as not quite right, may very well be bad people or have done something bad. And yet Jesus says to them, go ahead, throw the stone, you that are without sin. And then we get the real meaning of the story. It's about us. It's about us. It's about us taking the time to reflect on our own shortcomings, our own sinfulness. And then what do we want to do with the stone? Hide it in our pocket, drop it to the floor, kick it away, right? We want to slip away as if we were never in the crowd. We have an tendency to judge other people. And sometimes we feel justified in our judgment. But Jesus reminds us about that way we treat other people is often then the way people will treat us. And Jesus is calling for us to behave in a new way, a different way, a way that goes beyond the law, beyond what might be justified to what is love and mercy and compassion. To understand that this woman is a sinner, but to remember that there may have been circumstances, or it may just be she's human, and she's weak, and she's frail, and she got caught up into something she shouldn't have been doing, or she was trying to meet her own needs and took advantage of someone else. The woman's sins are not so different from ours. How many here would like to be called out into the community and stand in the circle of people with rocks in their hands? I have to say, I was a little worried about all of you when you questioned whether we were stoning someone tonight. But as I thought about these stones, and I thought about the ashes, I got to thinking that we are a lot like these stones, made of dirt, is that the just God gathered up out of the earth and molded in God's hands and breathed into became us, human beings. Now some of you are saying, well, that's just a story. But it's a story that reminds us that we all begin in the same place. We begin a combination of elements in God's love and intention. We begin as something soft and pliable, and it's only through the years that we start to become harder. But God can soften even these rocks. Just look at the Grand Canyon, right? What a little water can do to an awful big rock. So a little dust, a little water, a little breath, a little fire, and God creates and recreates. And that's really what we're about tonight. Remembering that we are dust, but out of dust God creates wonderful things. Out of dust God recreates us into something more. With water and fire, we become the people God calls us to be. Flawed, limited, frail, fallen short, always loved, always blessed, always loved. Amen. We're going to join together over a